Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. It is the Saturday edition, and you might be asking yourself, hey, this is a slightly different crew than the normal Saturday crew, and slightly different, yes, we've played musical chairs a little bit, the music has ended, and we've all sat in our appropriate seats, so we're here.
Well, I'm used to being slightly different.
Well,
sometimes.
I think you probably speak for all of us when you say that, but I have learned over time to celebrate individualism. I don't like when people are too much like other people and, you know, oh, I'm going to do it because Bob did it or Greg did it or whatever. It's like, well, did you do it because you wanted to do it? That's the gist of it. Like, if you wanted to do it, you should do it. You shouldn't do anything because, well, somebody else did it. I'm going to do it. That doesn't seem right to me. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, the phones are open. In the studio, it is myself. I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Stefania.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
And we're going to kick things off. I just wanted to remind everybody, this is not your father's talk radio program or your grandfather's talk radio program. I remember when I was growing up, my grandfather used to listen to Paul Harvey. And that's the rest
of the story.
Of the story. Yeah, he was like, he was worse than William Shatner with his death pauses. He would leave you hanging with a bunch of silence for no reason. And just to like over dramatize.
Meaninglessly pregnant pauses.
Yeah, yeah. And so I will try not to do that, although I will say.
You already did that, though.
I will try to not do that. Any more of this segment.
I'll only use these words to tell you which ones not to do.
We have a whole bunch of material to cover. You guys are great, of course. You've been prepared, brought in stuff. I have a bunch of stuff. There's stuff that I haven't been able to get to previously. But let's kick things off with... Stefania, I know you mentioned, how much did you pay to fill up your car?
$45, and I have a Prius.
A Prius car?
Yeah.
How empty was it?
It was almost empty, but when I first got here, which the gas prices were still kind of high, it was $25 to fill it up.
Uh-huh.
And so when I first got here...
How long ago was
here,
that, when you first got here?
So, well, it was last June.
So a year ago.
Yeah, and I think back then it was like $3, so it wasn't super cheap. Mm-hmm. And the first time that I visited here, which was fall of 2020,
yeah.
Gas was generally $1.85.
Wow.
Which, it's like night and day. It was like $4.50 or something when we went.
Bet you're doubly glad that you're not paying California prices.
Oh, yeah. No, my parents are, they're paying like $8 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a friend of mine on the social media took a trip to California. The first thing she did was snap some photos of the sign on the corner at the local gas station, over $6,
yep,
kind of a thing. I know.
That's rural California, too, probably.
No, I think she was in near Hollywood or something like that. It was sort of a vacation kind of thing, and you know, she's a sort of a rock and roller.
Mm.
So, you know, she was going to do the rock and roll stuff down there in the Bay Area. But I have a six-cylinder Hyundai, and I filled it up the other day. It was $60. 60.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, 15-gallon tank, 16-gallon, maybe, tops.
Yeah, I found myself in the really uncomfortable position of agreeing with Ben Bernanke on something.
No.
Except that when I say it, I'm not being a total hypocrite.
Nah.
So I agree with him when he says that, like, look, if you didn't want a huge inflation, you needed to increase the rate of interest when you were pouring all this money on the economy, way later.
I see what you're saying. So all of that being said, we're talking about, you know, for the moment, the price of gasoline. This from Newsmax.com report, U.S. gas prices could double soon amid potential supply shortage.
Oh, yeah.
I've titled tonight's show, Get Ready for $10 a Gallon Gas.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that they're preparing to do is Europe is trying to get completely off of Russian oil,
mm-hmm.
which, guess where that's going to come from? Everywhere else. And America's the number one producer of oil, so a huge amount of our oil is now going to go to Europe so that they're not giving Russia money.
Yeah. I remember, I think maybe you were on the program, Peakless, I'm not sure, but on this show we had talked about the United States finding oil reserves and then just putting lids on it, basically. Just, yep, we found it, mm-hmm. but we're not going to actually, like, do anything with it. And at the time...
Yeah. No permits for you.
Yeah, and at the time I thought, okay, from, what's the strategy here? And my idea, the thought I had in my head was, they're going to sit on all of this until the rest of the world's oil supplies are, you know, used up or otherwise unavailable in some way, shape, or form before they open these up. So... it doesn't sound like they're ready to do that, even amid, you know, this type of a thing. It sounds to me like we're going to see $10 a gallon gas, perhaps even more. But let's take a listen to what they have to say. Some gas stations across the country are already bracing for the next big thing involving surging fuel prices, namely the price per gallon potentially exceeding $10.
Mm-hmm.
For other stations, however, there might be no product left to sell at the pumps. Throughout eastern Washington, I'm familiar with Washington State. I spent 22 years in the Seattle area. Throughout eastern Washington, according to a post-millennial report, gas stations are running out of fuel.
Wow.
In the Tri-Cities region of Kennewick, Pasco, and West Richland, customers are reporting pulling up to pumps only to find no gas available for purchase. In fact, a local...
1970s, here we come!
Yeah, except I remember I was born in 72, so for me to say I remember is... I remember the television spouting about and showing lines of cars lined up at gas stations because you could only get X amount of gas. They had a limit. Oh, you could only get a couple of gallons. And
they would, like, alternate back and forth, like, is the last number on your license plate even or odd,
right.
Depending on that?
You could show up on Tuesday, but not on Thursday or whatever it was. They had some weird rationing kind of thing going on.
And no one goes on Sunday.
But I do recall that a can of Coca-Cola out of the vending machine at said gas station near where I lived was 25 cents because I remember I was begging the adult, like, can I have a quarter? Can I have a quarter? Can I have a quarter? I'm gonna get a pop of it, right? You know, so if that tells you anything about, you know, prices and what they were back then, same can of Coke now at any gas station, probably $1.50, $2. Something like that. So,
although those pieces of gum that you get in those machines, those have reliably stayed a quarter my whole life.
Oh no, dude! They used to be a nickel.
Yeah. Oh well, true. Good point. I mean, but out of every other
and
thing
a penny
that has increased,
that, like penny gumballs were a thing for a long time.
True. Yeah, before they had those leave a penny, take a penny. It was just children who were annoying enough to, you know, get their parental units or grandparents or whatever to, okay, here's a penny. Go shut up and buy yourself a piece of candy.
Well, pennies used to actually be made out of copper, too.
They used to be worth something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the story says, in fact, a local Facebook group has already identified to 10 in-state stations that are currently out of fuel. Wow. This article is from a couple days ago, so I don't know, you know, what's happened since then. The current shortage mainly accounts for regular unleaded and premium gasolines, but the diesel supply is also in short supply, according to reports. With the supply seemingly shrinking and demand going way up, that naturally leads to higher fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some pretty dank memes, or at least funny memes. There's one, it's your typical, like, news-looking thing. It's got the banners, you know, breaking news and that kind of thing. And it's a picture of some lady, and she appears to be sniffing something, and it says... gas is so pricey now that it's cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere.
Peakless, weren't you telling me earlier that D.C. was basically installing additional zeros to the pumps because they...
Oh, no, I was talking about Washington, the state.
Oh,
Washington, the state. But that same thing is happening. People are preparing for gas to go above $10 a gallon, so they have to add more digits to that.
Oh, that's wild,
it's
man.
It's smart. I guarantee it's going to happen.
It's clown world, and clowns are very scary.
They are very scary. 603-283-6160. Is gas higher than Snoop Dogg in your area? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here we go. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern time. Always doing the live thing. Some radio stations will not play us live. Occasionally they'll play like a replay, or it'll be offset by a couple hours. But if you want to call and be heard on national radio or on a couple hundred stations, we, you know, maybe could be on more coming up in the future, but you want to call between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Stefania,
and Pickless Mountaineer.
And we've been talking about, well, that thing Americans like to talk about, and that's the price of gas. Mm. This article that we have from Newsmax is talking about reported shortages, at least in the Washington State area, the Tri-Cities, where customers are reportedly pulling up to pumps only to find there's no gas to buy. Mm. Imagine that. You're doing your road trip somewhere, and you're like, okay, well, I'll just wait till the next station. I got enough gas to get there. And you get there, and there's nothing for you to buy.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like taking a... Heroin, did you say?
Harrowing.
Oh.
Harrowing experience.
Like, I don't think heroin's combustible. That you could run a car on it. But
it'll make you forget all about the gas prices, though. And, you know, everything.
I feel like taking a page out of the old Mad Max Road Warrior book, where he had like a 50-gallon drum instead of a trunk of his car. Like the hood for the trunk was gone, and in its place, he had welded in a 50-gallon barrel, and that was his gas tank.
Well, if he holds on to it for long enough, it might be worth more than his car.
As a matter of fact, we'll continue to talk more about gas prices and how high they are and how high they're going to be. But we have a caller calling from Pennsylvania. His name is Jake. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, buddy. How are you doing?
We're good. What's on your mind tonight, Jake?
Oh, man, I hate the sidebar. That conversation is really, really interesting.
No, it's okay. We're called Free Talk Live for a reason, so feel free to change the subject.
Yeah, we'll get back to it.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to turn the spotlight on me, man. I'm a civil activist down here in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and I just had a very big confused because this past week. I faced the, as a pro se litigant, I faced the deputy attorney general in court. And I caught them prosecuting me outside of their jurisdiction, motioned for that in trial. And then the judge overruled it, of course. He's not going to allow it. And then caught the judge being falsely appointed. They didn't carry over the one on the paperwork on his appointment date. So he actually held trial with no jurisdiction. And the deputy attorney general had no jurisdiction. So I, as a defendant, I motioned to crown myself king of the kangaroo court, and anybody with any jurisdiction object. We had a little colloquy on the bench, and I kept on cutting over the judge, like, you have no jurisdiction, you have no jurisdiction, you have no jurisdiction. As the king of these kangaroo courts, my first decree is that we bust into a song and dance number, and I did the Top Gun, she lost that love and feeling.
Oh, nice. The deputy.
LRN.FM.
We're crying.
Hang on. I'm gonna. This is an interesting story. You can't say the F word. I have dumped you, so I just want to make sure the dump clears. But you certainly cannot say that word on the radio.
Most apologies. Sorry,
if you do it again, I'll have to disconnect the call, just so you know. That's the rules that we're under. But I want to hear the rest of your story.
Indeed.
So you're doing the song and dance. You've lost that loving feeling in court.
The deputy attorney general runs out crying. The judge runs off the bench. It's like a bomb went off in the court. Everybody leaves. I'm sitting there talking to the sheriffs. There's two sheriffs left in the entire courtroom. They're staring at the floor. I'm like, hey, how was that, guys? How was that rope-a-dope? Do you like how I had them distracted and looking at other things the entire time, and they weren't looking at not carrying over the one on the judge's appointment paperwork? But boring story short, he like ran off the bench for a recess. He came back in and convicted me. I was looking at 4 years of retaliatory charges for covering a racket that the county court's got going on. But it turns out the state is actually farming out my county, and that's how the attorney general got involved.
Wait. So the state is outsourcing your county?
Yeah, I'm in Adams County. It's like literally, it's a podunk fruit-growing county, and just agriculture, except for the town of Gettysburg, which is the county seat, and it's where we have our courthouse. It's ran like the town in Rambo 1, in First Blood. That's how they run it, back in the 80s.
Just some food for thought. Have you thought about filing a motion to recuse the judge, by chance?
Well, see, that's the thing. They would be able to fix that and then come back and try me again. I waited. Tactically, I waited until they tried me. Because once they get the guys up there, the lying sheriffs and arresting officers up there testifying, they can't try me again on these same charges.
Right.
So I let the deputy attorney general just beat me up in court. And there was a planned judge. He's the 12th appointed judge to this case. There was a whole bench recusal, and I recused two more judges after that.
Wow.
But when they assigned this judge, I caught them not carrying over the one in the paperwork because it was right at the beginning of the new year. So he was technically only assigned for one day. I mean, literally only assigned for one day. What? He only had jurisdiction.
What was your name again?
Jake Bilsma. I'm a civil activist with a silly YouTube channel. I'm in the same vein as Delete Laws as Chili, but I'm more gonzo.
I have a question that I just can't wait to ask you, and that is, did this particular courtroom allow videotape, and do you have footage?
Nope, I sure don't. I'm getting the stenographer's report right now, and I even motioned for this ahead of time because part of that racket, I caught the stenographer modifying the record.
Oh, yeah,
so they actually just had a different stenographer come in, and the judge, of course, denied my motion to record.
Wow. So, Jake, have you ever thought of moving to New Hampshire?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with what y'all got going on up there. It's beautiful, man. I love it. I like the warm weather, man. I'm a Gulf Coast Texan.
I mean, we've got some pretty warm weather here right now, man. I came from California, and I'm loving it here, quite honestly. Given how much you spend of your time doing the stuff that you do, I know for a fact that you will be at least 150% more effective here, and we would all have your back, because what you're doing is awesome.
Certainly welcomed.
Thank you. I really appreciate the offer. And I mean, you know, of course, being libertarian, everyone just, you know, kind of gets along and respects everyone else's interests. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm
really
y'all on the list to come and visit y'all, see what y'all got going on. I'm not even from Gettysburg. I was visiting family and got wrapped up with the courts. It's such a foil hat story.
Well, feel free
to do like a Joe Dirt call in.
Feel free to visit the libertarian homeland whenever you want, man. Like, the door is always open.
Hey, Jake, thanks for the call. Great story. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live if you would like to weigh in. Have you experienced anything like Jake? Have you, you know, declared yourself king of the courts when you found that nobody in the entire room had jurisdiction? That's a fantastic story.
I love it.
We've got more coming up here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No more gas from Russia to Finland. The Kremlin has cut off the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. North Korea says it found nearly 220,000 more people with feverish symptoms, even as leader Kim Jong-un claimed progress in slowing a largely undiagnosed spread of COVID-19. He hinted at easing virus restrictions to help an economy on the decay. Experts say Pyongyang is certainly downplaying the true scale of how the virus has spread among the unvaccinated populace. Once again, the major indexes on Wall Street lost, this time for the sixth straight week. This is USA Radio News. The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries at the time of the shooting. The Syracuse area native moved to Western New York a decade ago to take care of her brother as he fought leukemia. Drury is known by friends and family as Robbie. She's being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. A tornado that touched down in northern Michigan killed at least two people and injured more than 40. The twister hit the town of Gaylord Friday. Video posted online showed extensive damage along the city's main street. One building appeared to be largely collapsed. Utility poles and debris are found along the side of the road. A shelter has been set up at a church. The last time Gaylord had a severe windstorm was more than two decades ago. A state of emergency has been declared for Otsego County. Former President Trump has paid the $110,000 in fines for being held in contempt by a New York state court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program that's also broadcast on the internet and some satellite stations around the world, where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, like our last caller, Jake, did. He was an activist from in another city, doing things that activists do. Only his was a pretty entertaining story. I only wish I could have asked him whether he had props, because when you declare yourself king of the kangaroo court because nobody has jurisdiction, I can just imagine a guy like putting on like the Burger King, you know, the cardboard cutout king hat, you know, dancing on the table or something. Like, I would just, these things warm my soul.
I had a court order to sing Bring Back That Lovin' Feeling.
You've lost that lovin' feeling.
Yes. Well, arguably, jesters are the true kings.
Wow. Suddenly I feel great about myself.
They're the only ones that are paid to make fun of the king.
It's true.
Well, I guess I'm not quite a jester then. I haven't figured out how to get paid to make fun of him yet.
Well, aren't you doing that now?
The church gives us a, you know, a little stipend to, you know, help with gas and that kind of thing. But this isn't an employment. Mm. This isn't a career type of thing. In fact, I think all of the hosts, first chair or otherwise, have some other form of employment. Mm. Probably Ian doesn't. It's his show. So you know. But even then, he did before the events of the Crypto Six, which if you're not familiar with, you can go find out about the Crypto Six over at thecrypto6.com. But prior to that, he was doing other things. So the radio station wasn't, the one thing that occupied his time full time. Although I would have to say that, it's his baby. He built it. So that kind of thing. But, yeah, no, I mean, to say that I'm getting paid to do this, I think, is a misnomer.
Mm.
But I still do it nonetheless because I just enjoy it so much. And they say do what you love and everything else will just sort of work its way out, right?
That's how it's worked for me so far.
Did you have more to say about Jake's story?
Oh, no. I just commend him for what he's doing, and I would love to see him in New Hampshire. He sounds like a badass dude.
Did you have anything? Okay. All right. I want to tell everybody that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, such as getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. There's a particular writer that they've hired whom I've become a fan of over at news.bitcoin.com. His name is Jamie Redman, and I'm just saying his name because I like his work. I read a lot, everything he publishes. I basically read it even if it's over my head and I don't quite understand it. I will read it anyway because he does such a good job. I'm really glad they have hired that guy. All right. Circling back to the gasoline thing, I think both of you had something more to say.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring up that there's a bill that they're trying to put through to avoid price gouging.
Oh, boy.
Which, price gouging is just one of my all-time favorite myths. Like, it doesn't exist. It's very simple.
Right. It's supply and demand, period.
Right. Every price is as high as it can possibly be, and also as low as it can be allowed to be. Like, prices are not actually a choice.
That's an economics 101 thing. The first thing that you see in any economics class is this.
The cross?
The cross the of, yeah. Like, the supply and demand, which establishes the market price.
Right, right.
And then there's some things that cause distortions in the market, namely government, but that results in a deadweight loss, which is essentially product that would have gone to market if not for the government distorting it.
Right. There are some things that do affect the market price of a good or service outside of government. Certainly has the most impact, and most of it is just getting in the way.
Right.
Right. But outside of that, there are some things that do impact the market, and that is competition, namely.
Right.
Generally speaking, competition will bring down the price of a good or a service because there's more variety of providers to choose from. If I want to buy a paper plate and there's only one guy supplying plates, well, he can kind of charge whatever he wants. But if there's 30 guys supplying paper plates, well, they all got to kind of make sure that they're not charging too much more or less than the other guy. Otherwise, they're in danger of going out of business, but also in danger of not selling anything if they're priced too high or too low.
And it goes into equilibrium as well in that there isn't like a flood of people that only make paper plates. Because if that happens, then, basically, you're not going to make any money doing it because everybody else is doing it. So it all sort of organically sorts itself out in spontaneous order, and it's really quite beautiful.
So this price gouging thing you're talking about is specifically related to the gas price.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and apparently it's passed the House and is going to the Senate, but it's kind of an uphill battle there, fortunately.
Yeah.
So if you cap a price, like the only thing, if you make sure that there is a top-tier price, then you are absolutely ensuring that there will be an insufficient supply. Because that's the thing. A price needs to be able to fluctuate according to supply and demand. So if there's less supply, then they have to charge more for it. And charging more lets the consumers know, huh, well, do I really need this gas or not? And some people really need that gas, so they're willing to pay that extra price. And some people, well, I guess I don't need it that badly, so they buy less of it. And that allows the consumption to reach the production. So if you cap that, then the consumer never gets that information, mm-hmm. and it just causes the supply not to be sufficient for people's demands.
And I think this is something that folks will see in your news headlines called price controls,
is what
you're referring to. And so this legislation claims that it's going to be of benefit to you if you allow the government to institute price controls over gasoline, which... it has never actually resulted in that any time government has attempted price controls on anything.
Well, think about rent control. You know, there's basically no incentive for landowners to rent out because if the price increases so much and their business isn't profitable, there's no incentive for the business owner to rent anything. Yeah. And it would be the same thing with gas. So, like... That cap on the price will just result in more shortages, which is arguably worse than there just being high gas prices, because at least you have gas.
Yeah, a little bit of an adage about rent control, particularly in the city of Seattle when I lived there. If you go by all the economics play they did, okay, so you don't want to spend more than like one third of your income on your housing costs every month, right? Your rent or your mortgage, whatever that is, right? So going by that, and this is some years ago, but going by that, I couldn't afford to live in Seattle, right? So, and occasionally I would happen upon like an ad on like the Craigslist or something along those lines, and it would be, hey, you know, tiny one-bedroom apartments or studio apartments in a reasonable price, like a price that I could afford, or maybe just a little bit higher than one-third of my income that I was earning at the time, but like it was in the pocket.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, great, and I would call. And they'd be like, okay, well, our stipulations are at X, Y, and Z, and you got to have a job, and blah, blah, blah. But you can't make more than, you know, like $25,000 a year. And I'm like, Nobody makes less than that in Seattle if they're employed.
That's why did they have that limit, though?
It's part of the rent control.
Oh,
right?
Wild.
So, like, they have a limit. Like, you can't get this rent-controlled apartment that's affordable unless you're super poor and can't afford it anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, which is totally ridiculous. 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about, well, ridiculousness when it comes to pricing here on Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday Night Edition. Phones are open. 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the telephone number you need if you want to join in the conversation, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the high price of gas. What are you doing to combat or to work around, or are you just eating it and you're like shaving things off your butt? What are you doing to, you know, sort of deal with this? Because this article will go into some things, and we'll continue with it here in just a moment. And this article is only like 4 or 5 days old, tops.
Mm.
So it's already outdated in that respect, because, you know, prices have gone up in the last 4 or 5 days, of course.
They've probably gone up in the last 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was, you know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, it was 4.62. on my way into the studio tonight.
Mm.
Last week when I rolled in, it was 4:40 something, I think, on Saturday of last week. So, yeah, you do the math, you know, that adds up. In the studio, by the way, it's myself, the captain,
Stefania,
and Peakless Mountaineer. Yeah, you hear these stories about, like, getting paid at your job during Weimar Germany at lunch so that you could, like, go buy the food before the prices went up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a real distinct possibility with gas in this country.
Yeah, well, Greece had that same sort of a thing not too long ago where they saw what I'm calling hyperinflation, where it was that same sort of a thing. Like, you better get what you can, buy what you need with the check you got today. Because tomorrow the prices are going to be more expensive and you're going to get less of whatever it is you're after.
I wonder I wonder at what point it would be considered to be hyperinflation, because if I got here and the price of gas was $1.85, and hypothetically if it gets to 10, is that considered to be hyperinflation? That's almost like 10xing.
I forget what the cutoff is.
That's a great question.
It might be something ridiculous like 50xing. Mm. I'm not sure. One thing that's important to note, though, is, like, even in, you know, Weimar Germany, textbook example of hyperinflation, like, it wasn't a solid upward streak.
Right.
It was up and then down and then up and then down. It's just that it went higher on the ups than it had been before.
Mm.
Occasionally, it would even, like, dip way below its lows, but then it would shoot right back up again and always to a higher level.
Mm.
So, and like we were bringing up the two major factors, I think, that are causing this. Number one, by far, is the huge money printing that they did.
Mm,
I mean, it's hard to calculate how much of the dollars in existence were printed during the lockdown.
Wasn't it 40%?
There's different ways of counting it, and it's always ridiculous.
And
also the fact that specifically Joe Biden turned off all of the gas pipes like his first day in office.
Mm.
Speaking of ridiculousness, I just used the wrong search engine because I wanted to see, right? I wanted to see what the search engine everybody else uses like would answer. I typed in, how do you know it's hyperinflation? And the entire first page was about pulmonary cardio, like your lungs and stuff. Talking about the hyperinflation, COPD, and like the hyperinflation of your lungs.
Tricky bastard.
As a medical thing, right? So I had to put the word money in front of it before I got the answer I was looking for. Yeah,
astonishing. Just
to show you the ridiculousness.
They do not want you to have any information about how money works.
Now I'm thinking maybe they labeled that like condition hyperinflation on purpose.
I've literally never heard of a medical condition called hyperinflation.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, oh, of course, there's a medical thing called hyperinflation.
I wonder if that was recently relabeled.
I don't know, but I can tell you the results after putting the word money in front of that. Is this hyperinflation occurs when prices have risen more than 50% per month over a period of time.
Oh, well, we've there reached that point with gas, haven't we?
It says 50% per month over a period of time. So
there were some months in which we were experiencing it then, right?
Right, but is it doubling, basically, every month?
Yeah, I don't think we've quite hit that. Well, not doubling.
Right.
50, like, time and a half. So, like, if it goes from $2 to $3 for gas within a month...
Oh, right,
you're
having
1.5, yeah,
right,
which
yeah.
we
right.
haven't hit that yet.
Right, right.
So no, we're in high inflation, but we're not quite at hyperinflation. And
it has to happen quickly.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. The importance of the distinction there is like, so when there's regular inflation, even high inflation, things are bad, but they're not disastrous.
Hmm.
Whereas when there's hyperinflation, I mean, there tend to be major breakdowns in supply chains.
Hmm.
People are like just running like chickens with their heads cut off to find, you know, whatever job will pay them enough to survive.
Hmm, right.
I mean, it's a bad scene.
Hmm.
So this article continues talking about a Facebook group that has identified 10 Washington State gas stations that are currently out of fuel, including regular gasoline, but diesel apparently also in short supply. A 76 gas station in Auburn, Washington, has already begun reprogramming its pumps to make room for double-digit pricing, according to the Post. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. In the report, a 76 spokesperson confirmed that the national gas chain was indeed reprogramming the functionality of its pumps, but also fell short of predicting gas prices would rise that high. Is there any reason to program your pumps unless you're expecting
well, I don't
want
to tell you that prices might get that high. I just won't deny that there's literally no other reason for us to be doing this.
Back in January 2021, the final month of President Trump's tenure in the White House, the average price of gas was $2.41 per gallon, with some states even reporting gas at less than $2 per gallon. In the aftermath, though, coinciding with Let's go Brandon taking office. Fuel prices have skyrocketed in America. How large are the increases? According to GasBuddy.com, a site which tracks gasoline prices throughout the world, only one state, Oklahoma, $3.98 per gallon, has a per gallon price below $4 right now. Ooh. Again, this article is 4 days old.
Mm-hmm.
And six states, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, Nevada, Hawaii, and California, all have average prices at $5 or higher. From a national perspective, the U.S. reportedly set a new record high last week, posting an average range of $4.43 per gallon. That rate is higher now. According to AAA, that's a 35-cent increase from April and a $1.43 per gallon hike since May of last year. So year over year, that's
close.
Significant.
Yeah.
And we have talked at length here on Free Talk Live about what the Federal Reserve, in conjunction with the U.S. government, has been doing with just injecting these trillions of dollars into the economy. These QEs, they have several different names for it. Quantitative easing is the one that I remember because it just sounds like the most BS. Like, what is, we're going to ease you quantitatively.
I'm just
going to
ease this quantity right in behind you,
It looks like your quantitative needs easing, like a medical term or something.
Well, yeah,
I don't want to tell you I'm printing an F-ton of money, so I'm going, Bernanke, that's why I was so uncomfortable agreeing with this man, because this is the guy who literally invented the term quantitative easing so that he couldn't say, well, I'm just going to ramp up the money production like you would not believe.
Money printer go. Yes.
Well, they want to make this as complicated as possible, right? I mean, you see this with what the authoritarians are trying to do now. It's not the fault of our great, beautiful Fed. It's the fault of these evil multinational gas companies. And to be fair, I'm no fan of the gas companies because they are working in tandem with the government to a certain degree. That being said, it's not their fault at the root. It's the Fed. And if Republicans or just anti-authoritarians in general are able to weaponize that and get this populist energy that is here and existing around that, oh boy, that's going to be a good time.
And the thing is, libertarians have been complaining about this system for, the 100-plus years that it's been in existence.
As long as I've known of libertarianism, it's been, one of their definitions.
And this is why. This is, you are finally, the ordinary person is seeing this. This is what we were trying to warn you about for a century.
If only somebody could have seen this coming. Peakless.
Yeah,
if only there was some sort of a way that this could have been broadcast to people, on a national or even international, perhaps global level, that they could have heard about this kind of information and better prepared themselves for what's coming.
If only we had an alternative, like a good system of money that actually increases in value over the years.
And if only we had a presidential candidate that made this his main issue, and he ran twice but was rejected wholeheartedly by the Republican
because government. He was called a conspiracy theorist. Which, of course, as we know, conspiracy theorists, generally speaking, are just right a little bit earlier than everybody else.
It's sad.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll talk about whether or not this is the end of the era of cheap and plenty.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey,
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.